That's maybe one way he kept himself in one piece on his foreign travels, indeed. So he went to the whaling then?
Yeah, he was at the whaling then. No details of it.
But there have been a lot of 40 men at the whaling at that time?
Well, there's a fair amount, yes. I can't go into details, so how are we getting on?
So Nicol's been to the whaling and he comes back then?
Come back, yeah.
Did he have a large family?
Yes, something like, was it five or six or family, only one of which had family, and I'm a descendant of that, but Nicol. But my grandfather was a son of Nicol, and he was also at sea, and one time when he was an old man, herring fishing was.
You told that story first.
About the storm?
Yeah.
It's on the record, are we? Come on, yes, what will you prompt me to tell?
Well, Nicol's brother James was at Trafalgar.
Oh, yes, the Trafalgar Medal.
Yes, we have the Trafalgar Medal at the house.
And there are also a thing, we'd be interested in, you know, the sword stuff there, the story with the governor of Elsinore sword stuff. So.
Goodness me.
So James was on the Polyphemus?
Nicol was at the action of the Basque Roads, and I have his medal, and it has the Basque Roads bar. And I mentioned Admiral Cochrane before, but the Basque Roads was a case where a British squadron put fire ships in among the French Navy, the Basque Roads, and several of the French ships went ashore. And Cochrane was in charge of this squadron, and he couldn't persuade the Admiral further out to send in ships to demolish the French fleet. And, well, it's successful, but it could have been more successful, and Napoleon's supposed to have said if Cochrane beat the Admiral, they would have lost the fleet. But it was one of these small boat things that was reckoned not very much, but now it's going to be in the history books as very successful.
Which of them was it that did the work on the Brig of Waith?
His brother, Peter. He was a ship's carpenter. Well, he was a carpenter. And the Brig of Waith was, at that time, this stone pier and oak planks, single width and no parapets. And according to Joe, being very dangerous to travellers. But they need a repair one time or another, and there's a letter from her that the same Peter Leith had agreed to do the job of the materials for nothing if the materials were set beside him. So they're a sort of conscience.
The story of the coachman.
What?
The story of the coachman.
There's another story yet. They start the regular ferry across the Firth, Scrabster to Stumness, and mails came. And of course, the government being as it is, the mails had to go to Kirkwall to be sorted. And it was a contract, a Stennis firm, Allen's, that had the contract. And at Wells Fargo, a coach and four horses. As I said, the bridge was single width, no parapets. And the coachman, as an old man, told the young boy, who told me as an old man, that he said that the orders were, when you came to Brig of Waith, you had to unyoke the lead pair and take them across, and then take the coach across with only two horses as being more manageable. But the coachman said, "Man, when I had a drink, and I took the four across fine."
So if we get back to Nicol's son then, was that your grandfather or your father?
I'm my grandfather.
Your grandfather. So what did he do?
Well, Patricia said, well, he just did well, farming and green fishing and things like that. Nothing. Eventually married when he was almost 60, and his wife was over 40, but they still managed to produce an infant. That was my father.
His mother had only died a few months before. Clearly, there's only going to be one woman in the house at a time.
Oh, I see.
Oh, dear me.
Yeah, well, I suppose that would be quite prudent, maybe.